Hi, I'm Justin McKenna. Today I will be reading Niall McGrath's monologue, Call Me Al. Niall is from County Antrim. His mother was a nurse in London, Belfast, and New York. His historical novel, Sanctuary, set in Tipperary, Donegal, London, and Rome, is due from Eyewear, London, in November 2020. Self-isolation. Tell me about it. Nothing new to the likes of me. Really, I've been self-isolating since the time I arrived here at St. Thomas's. Only 12 miles from where I trained at the Middlesex, yet a different world. And here I am now, watching Philip Schofield on the telly instead of being where I should be. Where I can do something useful. On the ward. There was a real buzz last night. Not because it was my last shift. They brought Boris in. See, we're just across the river from the Houses of Parliament. This COVID-19 really is indiscriminate, huh? Not that I'd be bothered getting up close and personal with the likes of him. Still, a patient is a patient. Maybe something like this will make him see what it's like on the front line. Like Churchill in the Great War trenches. It would be unprofessional to harangue him at such a time about how things are. But I hope this will make him more keenly aware of what's needed. My first day of retirement. And all this is going on, and I'm at home safe. They've put out this call for retired folk to come back. Why would I volunteer to do that after just leaving? When this thing is so deadly, and me with my diabetes and the shortages of PPE. I came here to St. Thomas's in 1982 after training, instead of going back home to Belfast. I wanted to get away from all that aggro, but I got it anyway. You see, I arrived on the day of the Hyde Park bombing. I remember them coming in. The lacerations from rusty nails. God love them. Those lads were concerned about their horses as much as themselves. My first day in A&E. My baptism of fire. Sure, haven't we had other incidences since. 7-7. Nasty stuff. But rare, thankfully. You think you've seen it all, but this COVID-19. My goodness. No leave and do for me in the middle of all this. Not that I'd be bothered about one. We don't mix after hours the way they do on casualty. It was different in training. Oh, then we all partied. Typical student nurses. Like that Christmas. Man, it was some crack. They all danced around me singing Paul Simon. I can be your long lost pal. I can call you Betty, and Betty, when you call me, you can call me Al. Here, now, the people, they're all grand. It's just a different type of camaraderie, you know. They're working people with lives of their own. Anyway, none of that's responsible for me being self-isolated all these years. I've always been a shy boy. Is that why I did more overtime? Oh, I mixed a bit. I just couldn't seem to find a decent partner. A few near misses. A few big disappointments. That blighter who ripped me off and flitted. How could I trust anyone? Let them get close after that. I just seemed to always attract the wrong sort. Trouble. I'm a jinxed. Always missing out on the main event in life. Like now, I'm festering here instead of being in the midst of the bustle of the ward. With this crisis going on, and despite all the sorrowful things that are happening, I hope customer Boris notices the buzz of professional grandeur in that place. I know it must be powerful right now. It's all hands to the pump at the moment. Do I really think I can leave now? I'll go back. I must go back. I always did loads of overtime. Hoping to save up for my retirement. Not that that plan has worked out. Everything's got so expensive. I've bought a body can't save. Us nurses have been screwed into the ground. Short-changed for years. I mean, will I have enough to move back to Belfast? Do I want to move back even? Yet, how can I afford to stay? To self-isolate or not to self-isolate? That is the question. Can I seriously be thinking of delaying leaving? Surely I can't go back. Surely. This piece was recorded in April 2020. You can find out more information about Green Curtain Theatre by visiting our website, www.irishinlondontheatre.co.uk.